he left Judea and went away again into Galilee. And he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the piece of land that Jacob gave to Joseph, his son. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from the journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me something to drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman then said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask for a drink from me, who am a Samaritan woman?" For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank of it himself, as well as his sons and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever, but the water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water gushing up into eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not thirst nor come here to draw." He said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I do not have a husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, yet you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men must worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know, for salvation is of the Jews. But an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness, for the Father also seeks such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will declare all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I, who speak to you, am he." And at this point his disciples came, and they marveled that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What are you seeking?" or, "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water pot, and went away into the city, and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I have done. Is this not the Christ?" They went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, the disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about."